big on my thumb on Portland Island, which is a massive caterpillar, which is amazing. I've got a video of foggy weather down at Eastleigh, video on my YouTube channel, which is quite amazing. This is an amazing video. And
I've seen that. It is amazing.
Walking past Portland Bill Lighthouse. And I've got a video of a hot air balloon by the train as I'm going back to Woking, which is quite a video.
Oh, wow.
It's incredible what I've got on there. I've even got a video about the autumn weather forecast on there already. Lies that it's aggressive Jurassic or storm. Stormy outlook, also weather forecast, which is worth looking at. So, yeah.
Do you know what, most of us, Simon, you know, we go about our daily business and we just concentrate on getting from home, getting to work, getting to where you've got to be. But I think you're one of those people that's kind of like constantly looking around thinking, oh, that'll make a nice video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very good at getting the right weather as well. I know when it's going to be decent weather, so I plan out my week. So I work Monday half a day, work Tuesday and Wednesday. It was quite challenging. I did have a few problems at work on Wednesday. I got a bit stressed out, so I spoke to my co-worker, Alan. Then he went to my manager, Mike, and then I sent it to my supervisor, which was very happy with what I said to you name it, Alan, but I was very stressed out. Richard wasn't doing the job properly. He wasn't treating me right, so he got told off, I think. So I think that's sorted out now. But that was okay. I haven't worked 2 days and a half in a whole week before. That was quite challenging.
No. And it's tough work as well that you do, isn't it? I mean, it's very manual, you know, digging and lots of.
You don't know when it's going to come around.
It's more stressful as well, which doesn't always work out sometimes. And the other two guys have their own issues, and they can take it out on me. I shouldn't be saying that really, but. It's just the way they are.
Hopefully that gets sorted. But the weather, Simon, though, I mean, we had a little glimpse of summer this week, didn't we? In between the showers and the rubbish weather.
We did.
We did, but I'm looking out at the sky now, and it's not looking great, Simon.
No, it's a bit of a grey day, so we might get a light shower, of course, working town. This is the fifth weekend in a row it's rained, I would say. It wasn't supposed to rain this much this weekend, but it did. I was in London City yesterday with Mark O'Reilly. I got a few more videos put on the YouTube of London City Airport yesterday and London Tower briefly walked across, and it was pretty showery. I generally had an umbrella and rain mat. The other two, Mary and Mark O'Reilly, they paired like I was, so I got the forecast right.
So you were okay, they got drenched then, basically. Yeah.
They pretty much did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was doing a triathlon yesterday and I did get a little bit wet of some point.
Oh, yeah, yes. We're dropping that and we're going to talk about that later, but what was the weather like for your triathlon, Andy?
So it was dry for most of it. The wind wasn't that good, though. The wind was very high, but it when I was on the tandem ride a few times, I got a little bit wet by a few specks of rain. But
so what would the ideal weather be? Because obviously you don't want it too hot, you don't want it too cold.
Yesterday degrees was around 21 degrees, and 21 degrees would have been perfect if we didn't have that wind there. So
okay, we're going to talk more about triathlon, and it's amazing what you did yesterday. But for now, Simon, the weather then quite cloudy at the moment. I had this random idea of having a barbecue later. Is it going to? I mean, I don't know. Is that going to happen? Is it still going to be dry enough to do that?
Well, it'll get sunnier later on and better. Probably about, I would say, roughly 1500 onwards to be safe. So, yeah, you could do a barbecue. It's not going to be too bad. It won't be too hot today, but it will be hot next week on Thursday, 25 Celsius, 27 Celsius. There's a further warning, and this is a warning, this is a health warning. We could get some thunderstorms next Saturday on the 19th of August and the 20th of August and the 21st of August, because Woking Town locally has got this hot air to the southeast, and we've got this low pressure system coming in from the west, and it could bring us a lot of thunderstorms. But it's a very 50% chance of that happening. It's not like 100%, it's a 50% chance. So it might be very hot and dry next weekend, but there might be thunderstorms, because the American models are going from thunderstorms, but the Met Office are going for very hot and dry weather next weekend. So there's two conflicting models coming from two conflicting weather conditions for next weekend, the 19th to the 21st of August.
I'm going to try and get the barbecue in today then, because just in case it's rubbish weather next weekend, because I bought a new barbecue. I
Oh, it's your fault the weather's changed.
No, yeah. I managed to put it together. Apparently, it's back to front, but I don't think that matters too much. Yeah, and there's a couple of screws missing, but it'll be all right. It's fine. I managed to put it together anyway, and I managed to get it from the shop because I bought this barbecue. It was a good deal. I thought, amazing. And then, do you need any help carrying your car? I was like, oh, actually, on foot today. Didn't think that one through. So I had to drag it to the bus stop and then drag it onto the bus and get it off the bus. And then I've got it. So, yeah, I want to get some use out of this barbecue because it's been a nightmare sort of getting it to that point.
It's been a rubbish summer weather.
Yeah, no, exactly. And then it starts raining. It's great. Anyway, it's sort of covered up in the garden at the moment.
It's June. June was the best part of the summer. I thought it was the start of the summer and then very wet in the middle part of the summer. It's been wet for the last 5, 6 weeks for the weekend.
But do we have any news when the sun is coming out constantly this summer?
I was about to ask that question.
Well, it's supposed to happen next week on Tuesday onwards. It should get a lot better. But it's so patchy, the weather in this country, and it's so unpredictable. It could do nothing for like, I mean, that's a Weymouth. It was supposed to be, I think, mostly sunny later on into the afternoon, but it actually clouded over. It's not a guarantee of forecast. It's a forecast, yeah. But it's not a guarantee. Yeah. It's always changing. Okay.
Simon, we're holding you accountable for that.
Simon, there is something I need to know, which is as part of my new job, every Monday I have to play cricket in the evening. Am I going to get wet playing cricket tomorrow?
Yeah, more than likely. You might get lucky, you might miss them. They're supposed to be further northwest now. They moved them further northwest, computer models have, but you might get the old light one tomorrow now, which is good, but they're very highly flammable and missable in showers, so they're not a guarantee, showers are, so you might get lucky.
And what about the autumn? Because I'm just thinking ahead, September coming up, you know, kids going back to school, some people maybe like a sort of a late kind of summer holiday. Are we going to get decent autumn weather-wise?
Well, we'll be lucky. I mean, it should be quite a dry September this year, but it might be quite a wet one and maybe a bit stormy. So it's going to be a very mixed September this year, I reckon. Some nice weather and some thunderstorms and some showery weather. So
okay, I've got your demo here, Simon. That it's just going to be the classic British weather.
Yeah, pretty much. just expect rain, and if the sun comes out, it's a pleasant surprise, isn't it? Really.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, Simon, if we talked a bit about YouTube video and the fact you're always constantly putting stuff on YouTube, so there's a lot to watch. You know, if it is a rainy day, go and live your life through your YouTube video. So how do we find you on YouTube?
Simon A.G. Evans.
Simon A.G. Evans. I'm going to check that one out. Simon, have yourself a good rest of your weekend. Have a good week. Hopefully we get some decent weather. It's August after all.
Certainly, hopefully.
We'll speak to you soon. Have a good week.
Cheers. Thanks, John.
Thank you very much.